we celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffens Good Day.
7 after on the Doug Steffens Good Day program. How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? It's the 13th of March. Can you imagine? We're almost halfway through this month already. Wowie zowie. Lots of things going on today. And we of the day. Ken Kessler is here along with Dr. Jack Stockwell, Roberta Fett, Jennifer. Richie will be back tomorrow. He's in New York City this morning. Our focus now on water. There's a lot of news today and this week on water, and it comes kind of out of the discussion of the soda ban. Kenny has been watching this with an eye to what the most popular drink in America is, which in fact is good news for Jack and those of us who are interested in a good health. So what's the bottom line, Kenny?
Well, for almost 30 years, the most popular drink in America has been soft drinks.
Yep.
And for the first time in a long time, this year, it's now water.
One, you look at this thing. I remember when Phil Limpert, the supermarket guru, told us on the program one day, I don't know, a year or two ago, something that surprised me, I guess it didn't surprise a lot of other people, that the most profitable aisle in the supermarket store is the soda pop, the tonic, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, some people soda drinks, the Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola, Fanta, ginger ale, all that stuff is the most profitable thing in a supermarket or in a convenience store or wherever it's sold because it costs nothing to make this stuff. And it is priced in such a way that it's all it is, it's cash.
Well, you know, in the store where we shop, the right next to the produce and the butcher block, the very next aisle is the soft drinks, and then the chips, and then the cookies. Those two aisles right there, right next to the produce, next to the vegetables, next to the fruit, next to the butcher block. And because the markup is incredible in those products, that's true.
All right, so what do we think, if water is the most favorite drink in America and knocks off soft drinks for the first time, is that because the educational efforts of people like Mr. Bloomberg are working? Under the circumstance, you can say what you will about him. I think that all of the discussion about this has to be good.
Well, long before he came along has been the warnings from many different health groups and agencies. 100 years ago, the average American would be exposed to as much sugar in 7 days, in one full week, as there is in one can of soft drink today.
My God.
Now we have this huge explosion of obesity. I think I mentioned this once before on the show, this study that was done where they had two separate groups of people, and they were both put on 3,000-calorie diet a day. There was about 100 people in Group A, 100 people in Group B, and it was over a six-week period. And Group A had introduced into their diet, in addition to the 3,000 calories, 500 calories of jelly beans. They were slowly introduced over the first couple of weeks. And interestingly enough, by the time the 6-week study was done, the people were still only eating 3,000 calories a day because they had pushed another 500 calories off to the side in order to make room for the 500 calories of jelly beans. In Group B, slowly over the first 2-3 weeks, 500 calories a day of soft drinks were introduced to the 3,000 calorie-based diet. By the end of the 6 weeks, they were consuming 3,500 calories a day because they were taking the full 500 additional from soft drinks to the 3,000 base.
All right. So let's just get a perspective on this. Jack Stockwell, who is a NUCA certified chiropractor in Salt Lake City, joins me every week at this time. He has wonderful instincts. He's great at healing people, believes in supplementation, and a lot of the things, the reason that we are friends, other than the fact that we're friends, is that we think a lot alike when it comes to these sorts of things. I've learned a lot from Jack, and I hope that people listening to the program are learning a lot as well. This whole business about nutrition and how much water we're supposed to take in, as long as we're talking about water, what do you tell your clients, what do you tell your patients when they come in, as far as bone health is concerned, is what
contributes? We hear a lot about calcium, but is water a factor in the health of your skeletal complex?
Your skeletal, you know, you think of the bones as the inner infrastructure that holds everything up and kind of supports the whole body as you move around, as being like the wood frame of a house or something like that, which isn't really that accurate because your bones are a third water. They're a third protein in the form of collagen. They're a third calcium phosphate, and that's where the mineral strength comes from. And they're a third water. And a lot of us who live these dehydrated lives are suffering some element of bone strength in the long run by not being able to provide the body enough fluid. Most experts out there agree you should drink in ounces half of your body weight in pounds. So if you weigh 150 pounds, you should be drinking about 75 ounces, which is a little more than half a gallon of water a day.
Wow. That's something. That is something.
Clean, pure water.
Hmm.
Try to avoid the chlorine. Try to avoid the fluoride.
Mm.
You know, the big word in nutrition back when you and I were still in grade school. Of course, you were in high school when I was in grade school.
But, don't bet on it, pal.
But the word back then was well water. Well, if you can get clean well water in the area where you live, because the water there has the viruses, it has the bacteria, it has other kinds of various microbes in it that your body is suited for that area, that helps to build the immune system, as well as the fact that it's usually loaded with calcium bicarbonate, which is the most active form of calcium inside the human body.
I don't want to drink town water where I live. I have a well on the farm and have for as long as I can remember. I think there's been very little public water that got into my body other than when I'm in Los Angeles. I drink the public water supply and when I'm out. But in terms of being at home, I have had well water most of my life.
Well, you know, a lot of fun is made of people who spend money on bottled water. There's some bottled waters that are better than others, and then there's other kinds. You don't know whether somebody was in the backyard filling them up with a hose or not.
Well, that's the thing. Poland Springs people who have an office and distribution center in the town where I live, there are four different places around Northeast areas where they bottle their water, and it was proven that they just bottle it out of the tap. That's all it is. They put a little additive in it, and that's it. But and we pay how much, a buck or more a bottle for that stuff?
Well, you know, they're not the only ones.
No,
And if, you know, and it doesn't hurt to lend yourself a little bit of investigation. The water that I have here in my office that I have for my patients is melting winter snow water from the higher mountains of
Idaho.
That's
really good for you.
Oh, it has the mineralization coming off of the mountainside, and it's been cleaned and filtered and purified as best they can without altering the original water content.
Speaking of minerals, Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, has posted tips on protecting your heart with food that has potassium in it. So Jack and I are going to spend some time talking to you about why your body needs potassium and where to get it, coming right up here on Good Day, quarter past the hour.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Scott paper towel 6-packs for $4.99.
Dad, ready for lunch?
Sure, just gotta put on my lunch pants.
Lunch pants?
Yeah, to wipe my hands on. This office is always out of paper towels.
We got more from Staples, so keep your business pants on, please.
Your loss. For a limited time, get Scott Mega Roll Paper Towel 6-packs for $4.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer is $3.23.13. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last.
That's the sound of Celsin Science wiping out dandruff. Introducing Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Feel it get to the root of dandruff and gently whisk scalp irritation away with soothing vitamin B5, E, and essential oils. Now when you style your hair, it feels oh so good to the touch. New Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Science for your scalp. Use as directed.
If you've got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drove it, right? And if your car is OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get automatic help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost and no obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage maps, details, and system limitations.
With over a million products, Granger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands, like Fluke. Granger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Granger.com/Fluke today. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Musicians, your chance to save at least 50% off list is almost over. It's Guitar Center's Green Tag Finale. Don't wait till it's too late to get half-off deals on guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and more. Like Epiphone Acoustics, 57% off list, $99. Pacific by VW Double Bass Drum Pedals, 66% off list, $79. And two boom stands for the price of one, just $39. Hurry, when the doors close Sunday night, Guitar Center's Green Tag sale ends. Don't miss it.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was at night. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
All right, so let's talk about potassium and what it does, how important it is. As I said, Phil Lemper, the supermarket guru, has posted a way to find potassium in food because that's his whole thing. It's not easy, although a lot of people think you can get all you need in a banana. Is that true?
No, it's it has a tendency to concentrate in vegetables and fruits. And a banana probably has more than most fruits, but most fruits, most vegetables have potassium, especially the green vegetables, right along with magnesium.
Jack Stockwell is a noted Nooker chiropractor. He joins us every week at this time talking about some of the medical events taking place and things that you ought to know about with regard to your own health and well-being. So potassium is available as a supplement. I think once you and I may have even on the air talked about potassium and magnesium, the various elements that end in IUM and how important they are overall to our health.
Well, potassium is, there's something in the body called the sodium-potassium pump, where sodium comes out of the cell, potassium goes into the cell.
Selenium, I think, when I think of this, I think of magnesium, I think of potassium. I don't know if there are other elements as well, but those are the three that come to mind.
Well, they're all trace minerals, but they're absolutely essential to life. And a lot of us, when we have too much of the processed foods, not enough of the raw foods, or at least the farmer market foods, we're not getting enough of the potassium. And the heart can register that. Nerve transmission, there begins to be this sense of, that something isn't moving correctly or operating the way it used to operate, and we brush it off as old age, when we might just be a little bit short on magnesium, a little short on potassium, a little short on the things that are necessary for good, healthy nerve transmission.
I have long believed, I think you and I have had this conversation, maybe not on the air, but my father and his fibrillations and what I know, because I have them now from time to time, and I take some magnesium and it goes away. It was pretty simple. If I'd have known that when my father was going through this stuff, instead of him getting on to all that dreck that he got on to, trying to remember, digitoxin or something like that, dioxin,
yeah.
That was supposed to mitigate the electric pulses in his heart, and in fact, the magnesium did the same thing. I don't think he would have had a stroke, frankly. At any rate, it's too late now. Food for thought for you, though, in the living department from Dr. Jack Stockwell. Check out jackstockwell.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored Hydro Pack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Number one during this week in 2000, Lone Star, Baby, I'm Amazed By You. Amazed By You. I always love these. Amazed By You. Nobody pronounces the A. Amazed By You.
Amazed. Amazed. Amazed.
What do you remember about this song?
That I love it.
Really?
It's just a sweet country song. Oh, yeah, I loved it.
Jennifer loves that country music. Jennifer Horn. Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, Richie's back tomorrow. The ladies on The View had a discussion with the person who runs Facebook's operations. Her name is Sheryl Sandberg, who was on the program. The claim that women are not assertive enough and lack ambition for leadership. I wonder if this isn't something that we might learn from. Here's that cut.
Facebook COO Sheryl Sandberg has everyone talking about her new book, Lean In, where she claims working women are not assertive enough. Yeah. And this quote, they don't have leadership. There's a leadership ambition gap. It's still keeping women from succeeding.
Well,
damn it.
When Hillary Clinton becomes president, the glass ceiling will be broken. But women still have issues rising in these corporations. But one of the things she says in the book that was interesting to me was, when a woman is powerful, she's less likable. When a man is powerful, he's not. He's just as likable. I think that that's an issue. Women want to be likable. So we're always in conflict about power and likability. You know, you can't really stay on TV unless you're likable. Isn't that true, Barbara?
Why should you, why keep writing that women cannot be likable when they're in power? Doesn't that, in fact, in some way, allow this theory to just be perpetuated? I mean, at some point, we have to look around us and look. I mean, maybe it's because we are here and we work with incredibly hardworking and successful women. I mean, there are strong women in this house, and I think it's a little odd to keep saying women can't be strong, and they can't be successful. Stop saying that. It's not true. There are women who are doing incredible things every single day, and the more you allow articles like that and those phrases to continue to get into our
mind. Excuse me. A, it's not an article. It's a book called Lean In. Have you read it?
Yes.
Okay. Because that's not her main point. Her main point is that women do not
assert themselves, they don't know how to negotiate, and that they will say even before they have a child, maybe I shouldn't take that very big job because I'm going to want to have a child, and if I have a child, the two things won't work together. But she also has a husband, and this is the part of the book, that, who shares the homework, all of the stuff that you have to do at home, who stares the children, takes care of them. And she says, when you meet a man and he's not interested in sharing everything, don't marry him. Oh, okay. I mean, but not every man says, I want it to be 50-50.
Is that the rare man? There are a lot of things in this in terms of whether or not women are assertive enough to be chief operating officers of companies. I think that's a gross overstatement and simplification. Some women are, some women aren't, same as men. I think we've held women back, however, I don't know. What do you think, Jennifer, about that?
I think we set ourselves up for failure because there's this idea that women can have it all, and I think you can have it all, but I think that it's very unrealistic to think you can have the family and the husband.
Do you think that women, this is something,
without making some concessions?
All right, we're going to continue this conversation in a few minutes on Good Day. Whether or not women are worthy, do they think they're worthy of the leadership that I think they are deserving? I think women are better leaders than men for the most part. 28 after on Good Day.
Perry locked himself out of his car. Should he A, call his amateur wrestler friend with fists of steel, or B, get roadside assistance from the Geico mobile app? The correct answer is B. The Geico mobile app uses GPS, so Perry can get roadside assistance quickly without saying a word. It's like telepathy. Perry's steel-fisted friend would dent up the door and break stuff. Geico's mobile app is speedy and makes it easy for Perry to get roadside assistance with a tap of his finger.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Folgers coffee for $6.99.
I'm going on a Staples run. Anyone need anything?
French roast.
Breakfast blend? Decaf?
I said Staples run, not coffee run.
Now Staples sells coffee supplies, so it's kind of the same thing.
Oh, yeah, I don't do coffee runs. Intern!
For a limited time, get Folgers classic roast coffee for $6.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer at 3/23/13. Limit one per customer while supplies last.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To join our party as we celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffen's Good Day.
And continue here on the Good Day program with Kent Kessler and Richie's not around back tomorrow. He's in New York today. Not to see Roberta, though. As a matter of fact, I think he made a purposeful attempt not to see you.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, okay. Hi, Roberta Fasanelli is here, and Jennifer Horn. Continuing our conversation about whether or not women are assertive enough or whether they have enough ambition to be in leadership roles. That whole premise is preposterous as far as I'm concerned, but let's dig around in a minute. Also, the premise, there's a... we go from the ridiculous to the sublime. As you look at some of the important things that are going on today, people are talking about whether or not pets can talk. There's a story we posted at DougSteffen.com. You know, the old business, if you walk in the woods, is there any noise? If you're not there and a tree falls down, does that mean there's no noise? If you walk around...
That's a really funny way that you put that. If you walk in the woods and a tree falls down, does it make noise?
If nobody can hear it, I think that's the point. If nobody can hear it,
is
there any noise?
If the tree falls in the wood, does it make noise? Yes.
Okay, thank you for correcting me on that.
No problem.
So, there are new things to listen to and for, according to this story. There's evidence that insects and plants hear each other's sounds. Bees buzz at just the right frequency to release pollen from tomatoes and corn and all kinds of plants and flowers. The bark beetle may pick up the air bubble pops inside a plant, a hint that trees are experiencing drought stress. Sound is so fundamental to life, the article claims, that some scientists now think there's a kernel of truth to folklore that holds humans can commune with plants, and plants may be able to use sound to communicate with one another. I wonder about something small, like a little bacteria. Bacteria can signal one another with vibrations, apparently. If that's the case, then why not plants? The fact that sound is so overwhelming, it seems that we, and I think this is true, by the way, most of us think you hear some of these people on the radio, as a matter of fact, always talking about humans being superior and everything else on the planet should be subservient to us. They're, all these life forms are to be in service to us as humans because we're the smartest things on the planet. I don't think that's true at all. I think there are a lot of really dumb people on the planet. Otherwise, why don't we get along? And that's the simplest of all things. For intelligent people to be able to get along, that's the goal, it would seem, for all of us. At any rate, if you go to ouramazingplanet.com, you can see more on this story that we carry at dougstefan.com today about whether or not plants can talk to one another. And so that I guess as I'm looking at that, I'm thinking to myself that we all would do a lot better if we could communicate better one way or another. And that has to do with body language, has to do with sounds that come out of our mouths. By the way, as an aside, those of you who live in Florida, speaking of bugs in that sort, there's a new killer bee that is on the rampage. And apparently, in one community, and I haven't figured out which one it is. Maybe somebody can figure it out for me. I stumbled upon this morning when I was in a grog about 1 o'clock. So I haven't gone back to it. All I remember is seeing this big, ugly bee with the story and how it is terrorizing some town that has a lot of orange groves in it. And these bees could kill you. There was an incident like this a couple of years ago, wasn't there? Don't I remember some killer bees?
Yeah.
I don't remember, it was Florida, wherever the heck it was. But
it's
I
always
remember,
in Florida. Yeah. Look at everything there.
So everybody get out of Florida! Head for the hills!
Head for the hills.
Now, we are posting interesting things, and again, I want to ask for a discussion here or there or wherever about whether women are assertive enough to be leaders, which is a claim that the new Facebook COO claims in her book. Women are not assertive enough, and they lack ambition, and that's why there are not more women in leadership positions, running companies, in politics, et cetera, et cetera. I think that's garbage, but what do you think? In terms of working our way through this, 888-302-3684, or you can post to facebook.com/goodday, or on our Twitter account. And speaking of that, Jennifer has posted pictures of her beautiful, lovely slippers.
Have you seen them?
I love them. I love them.
So I was just kind of laughing at myself because I think this show is very unique in the fact that we all do not work in the same room together, which leaves us free to pretty much wear whatever we want. And so I was looking at my shoes, and I said, wow, those are some hot little numbers that I'm wearing to do some radio in, and they're sleeping sheep slippers. Yes.
Sleeping slippers.
Sheep slippers.
You know what they remind me of? What was her name who had the lamb puppet?
Mary.
Sherry Lewis.
Sherry Lewis.
I'm wearing lamb chop.
Yeah, lamb chop. That's what they reminded me of when I looked
at wearing lamb chop on my feet.
All right, so that's posted on our Facebook page. Also, apparently, Ken, you have a thread of ideas. People are now, because of all of the discussion about the Pope, and by the way, there's still no decision on whether we have a new Pope. Well, I don't care. It's not going to be my Pope, but maybe your Pope, Jennifer's Pope, and Kenny's Pope. Things that are showing up.
It's awesome.
I'll leave the pleasure of that to you, Kenny. What are you watching? People are doing what with the, they're taking the word Pope and using it in all kinds of ways.
Yes, this is one of the biggest things on Twitter this morning. They're replacing a word in a movie title with Pope.
Mm-hmm.
It's just huge, like Pope Fiction.
Mm-hmm.
Where's my Pope? Pope fellas. It's really entertaining. Although, just about as many people who are posting these, there are just about as many people who are upset about this.
Well, I was going to say, you're a practicing serious Catholic. Are you offended by some of this stuff?
I think it's hilarious. It's a word game.
It's fun.
Got any other good ones?
Somebody posted Popeye.
Popeye the Sailor Man.
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Toot, toot, toot. I live in a garbage can. Toot, toot.
I kind of like Pope Back Mountain. That's sort of my favorite.
A little reference.
So you can follow that stuff on Twitter. So that's the, it's what, at Good Day Show. Twitter is at Good Day Show and Facebook.com/Good Day Show. In a moment, back to whether or not women are assertive enough to run companies, run the world, president of the United States, they run the UN. Why aren't there women in those positions? This lady says it's because they don't have enough assertiveness. I say it still is a man's world. What say you? 888-302-3684 on Good Day.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Scott paper towel six-packs for $4.99.
Hey, ready for lunch?
Sure, just gotta put on my lunch pants.
Lunch pants?
Yeah, to wipe my hands on. This office is always out of paper towels.
We got more from Staples, so keep your business pants on, please.
Your loss. For a limited time, get Scott Mega Roll Paper Towel 6-Packs for $4.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer is $3.23.13. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last.
It hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. Fight the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief. The only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with the cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use as directed.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now.
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me? What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Scott paper towel six-packs for $4.99.
Hey, ready for lunch?
Sure, just gotta put on my lunch pants.
Lunch pants?
Yeah, to wipe my hands on. This office is always out of paper towels.
We got more from Staples, so keep your business pants on, please.
Your loss. For a limited time, get Scott Mega Roll Paper Towel 6-Packs for $4.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer is $3.23.13. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand firmly for a solid 3 seconds, but it can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now.
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me? What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
All right, so if you're a lady, are you working on being more assertive? The COO of Facebook, Sheryl Sandberg, has a book talking about her reason for getting where she got. She is claiming that women are not assertive enough and lack ambition. I'm not buying that for a second. I was looking at a college essay that was posted on one of the websites, actually, that my daughter uses. She's a college professor and goes to these essay pages all the time to read up on some of the things. And she's big into this sort of thing. And I guess Roberta would be. I think Jennifer would be. In fact, are men more effective leaders than women? Men, of course, say yes.
No.
Women say no. But not all men say that. I do not think, and I have been saying this for years, and it may be part of the reason that I'm attracted in the end game, the real attraction that I find for the woman, and I say that in the singular sense, that is best suited for me, is someone who is independent and assertive and because I like that. It does. It says a lot to me and speaks to me. A lot of men don't, and you can draw
whatever
conclusion
you want.
Well,
I think a lot of men mistake emotions for weakness, and I think it's just a proven, it's science, that women are more emotional thinkers than men are, but I think that there are a lot of great women leaders who can separate off that emotional side, or actually embrace it and make better decisions based on their thoughts, you know, the empathy.
But the thing that really gets me is that we lump all these people together. It's like all women are the same, all black people are the same, all people from India are the same, all people who make $1 million a year are the same. It's nonsense.
I get what you're saying, but there wouldn't be a study or a story if we didn't study people as groups.
Right.
So it's good food for conversation. I think it's like the discussion we had yesterday. Yeah. You can't lump all military together. You can't lump all teachers together.
Right.
You can't lump all women together. But at the same time, your brain has to process all of this information together, so you do process it like women and men. I mean, you just do. It's how
it
works.
So here's Anthony to add a little grist to the mill. Anthony, listening in Aberdeen, Washington, what do you think?
Well, here's the deal. I think that the most important thing a woman can do in this world is to have and raise children. And I think when we raise up the value of that and men help in that process, and as far as being leaders and good patriarchs in the home, that's the most important thing a woman can do, is to dedicate themselves to raising their children, I believe.
All right, ladies, what do you say to Anthony?
I agree that is the most important thing that a human can do, is raise anybody else. But not all women want to go that route, you know, and they have just as much value as women that have children. I mean, I would contend that, you know, if that's your goal in life to have kids, yes, that is your most important job. But just because there's a woman who maybe wants to focus on something else, or maybe is trying to be responsible and says, hey, I'm not going to be the best mother, I think that she can still be just as successful focusing her attention and energy on something else.
At first blush,
plenty of women who should never have been mothers.
Right. I think it's a responsible choice when some women say, you know what, I'm just too immature to be a mom, or, you know, I'm too selfish to be a mom,
yeah,
or whatever it might be.
The problem with where you're going with this, Anthony, is that it becomes stereotypical, and it becomes a cookie-cutter sort of one-size-fits-all. I know mothers as well who have been rotten mothers, horrible, had no business having children or being responsible for children, and in the same circumstance, the husbands were much better parents. So to have in a general sense, the traditional role of women has been stay at home, raise the children, etc., etc., etc. In my case, my mother didn't raise me. I kind of raised myself, or my two sisters did.
So did I.
And, you know, under the circumstances, you know, what do you get in that way? Is there something wrong?
I do
wrong?
Think for women that do choose to become moms, though, I do think that is their greatest accomplishment. I think that most mothers would agree when you ask what your greatest accomplishment is, you say your kids.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
I think a lot of men would say that, too. I think that's a standard response. That's probably the highest level of, like, the coolest thing you could do on the planet is to create a life and create a successful, good person.
But on the other hand, in my social circle, there are two men who are stay-at-home dads, and wives go to work.
There's tons of that stuff
acceptable.
Going on now.
Yep. And
absolutely.
Too. Yep. You know, they enjoy doing this, and their wives happen to have high-powered jobs, and that's great. You know, the children still have their dad, so
be it.
Dads.
11 minutes before the hour on Good Day.
Discover card.
Yes, hello, good sir. I'm what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right, every time you dine.
Ooh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog cone ketchup.
Uh-huh, all food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. There are more than 27 million small businesses in the U.S. According to the Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, word of mouth remains the most popular marketing tactic for the 79% of small business owners who actively market their business. Small professional practices, like doctors, lawyers, and accountants, rely on word-of-mouth recommendations even more heavily than most businesses. Joe DiNicola works exclusively with these professional practices as Practice Solutions Executive for Bank of America.
When it comes to professional practices, the importance of word-of-mouth cannot be understated. We found in our research that 97% of the new client marketing is done by word-of-mouth. Most of us Look to our friends and family for recommendations on a physician, dentist, veterinarian, CPA, or lawyer. We're looking into these professional services. People rely on the opinions of those they trust, and our research confirms it.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/practice solutions.
The best stories of the day are here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen at 51 After the Hour.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Recognized not only around the country, but around the world. It has to be one of the four or five most recognizable themes from a movie or television image that there is. The first use of this in the first Mission Impossible movie. Can it be that it was back in 1996? My God, Chuck. Has it been that long since the first Mission Impossible movie that Tom Cruise
It was directed by Brian De Palma, the first film. Second one by John Woo. Third by J.J. Abrams. And the last one, a different director. And there'll definitely be a fifth one. So, I did not like the first one at all. I thought the second one was okay, and I really liked the last two.
I find Cruise likable in these kinds of roles. This theme from the movie, the first Mission Impossible movie, performed by Adam Clayton from U2 and Larry Mullen. Adam happens to be 53 today. That's why we picked this out. But the new Mission Impossible movie, that's out? Isn't it fairly soon? It's been shot.
It's been greenlit, but it hasn't been.
I thought it was shot already.
No, it has not.
What do you make of the new Tom Cruise movie that's supposed to be out this weekend? The one where
weekend. It's a science fiction movie called Oblivion, right?
Yeah, right.
I wasn't too keen on the first trailer, but I sort of dug the second trailer. It looks like a very expensive movie. There's no doubt about that.
Right. Yeah. And Morgan Freeman is the heavy in it. It looks like.
You know, it's interesting. I was saying this to somebody the other day. It's so clear that Hollywood vision, a lot of the studio heads, they know that the theaters have bigger screens, louder sound, and they're just running with that concept. I mean,
right.
It's just
noise.
The visual stuff is where it is.
Yeah.
I have mixed feelings about that.
It's all noise. Yeah, there's no acting. It's just all noise and
they don't care as much about story as long as people are visually stimulated for 2 hours. That's pretty much all they care about.
All right, let's see if we can go back to a movie that had a very strong concept. We've aired the audio from this before. There are two voices in here, both of which I think actually one is much more recognizable than the other for obvious reasons. So let's see if you can figure it out. And when you do, you'll call us at 888-302-3684. Here's the first clue from today's mystery movie.
I hope you realize how you've hurt my feelings.
Now, if Richie were here, say, I got it, I got it, I got it.
You
got it, Chucker?
I got a good guess, and not 100% positive.
Let's get the next clue, Michael.
It's not in your best interest to disconnect me. Someone could get hurt.
I would never disconnect you.
888-302-3684. All right, Chucker, you know what it is now, right?
I do.
I'm guessing Roberta doesn't have a clue, but I think Jennifer's got it right on, and so here's the last clue.
Isn't it funny? You hear a phone ring, and it could be anybody. But a ringing phone has to be answered, doesn't it?
888-302-3684. In a way, Jennifer. He wasn't really the star of the movie. The star of the movie was the guy who starred in a movie that I saw this past weekend.
That is right.
But in real terms, this voice sort of became the star of the movie and why people went to see it, in real terms. All right, Chucker has movie news for us in a moment here on Good Day.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400 and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Hi, this is Sherry. My husband started taking Andro 400 a few months ago and wow, has he ever changed. He's no longer a couch potato, and he actually likes to go out and do things again. Best of all, he lost his gut, and is he looking good? All I have to say about that is...
Andro 400, the natural way to increase your testosterone. Guys, if you'd like to lose your belly fat, gain energy and muscle, and feel like you did years ago, try Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Andro400.com.
All right, Chucker, your take on movie news.
I'll do just one bit of TV news. Monday's episode of TNT's Dallas, The Funeral of J.R. Ewing, got the season's best rating, 3.5 million viewers, a season high. I must say I like the episode, and I'm glad to see that Patrick Duffy and Linda Gray really brought the A-game in terms of acting. I'm a big fan of Patrick Duffy. I think he's really good on the show with Bob Ewing, although I think Larry Hagman's absence will be
very
much.
Yeah. Right, that movie, number one this week in 2002, is Phone Booth. Kiefer Sutherland is the man on the phone, and Colin...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.